It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi neighbor, you're my television neighbor. And I've brought a book called All Color Book of Birds that I'd like to show you. This bird on the cover is called a blue-necked tanager. There's another picture of that one inside that we'll see a little later. Here's one. You know what kind of a bird that is? It's a robin. Pretty picture. And this one is a black-headed gull. This one has a nice name. It's a gang gang cockatoo. Can you say that? Gang gang cockatoo. These birds are called macaws. Macaw. Look at that beautiful black swan. Black swans live mostly in Australia and Tasmania, floating along the water. There's a peacock. See how they spread their feathers? That's a crowned crane from Africa. If you know what this one is. There it is, the blue-necked tanager. That was the one that was on the cover. I like to show you fine things like this. Oh, there's the telephone. Let's see who that is. Hello. Hi, Mrs. McFeely. Oh, I was just showing my television friends a book of bird pictures. You are? Oh, well, I'd like that very much. Sure, we'll come over. Yeah, thank you. All right, see you in a little bit. Bye-bye. That's Mrs. McFeely. She said she and Mr. McFeely were taking pictures of each other. And they also had one of those old movies that they wanted to show us. So why don't we go over to the McFeely's house now? Come along.
Can't wait till I straighten my hat. Let's see. Alrighty, now there we go. I'll just say speedy delivery.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
All right.
There, I think I got it.
Okay, well, good day to you. We're just taking pictures today.
Good.
Let me take a picture of you and Betsy, alrighty?
Fine.
Okay.
We're taking pictures of the house, of pictures of each other. Now,
picture taking day at the McFeely's. Now, let me see. All right, now just a little closer together. Okay. All right. Here we go. Speedy delivery. There you are.
Could I take one of you, too?
Would you? All right, I'll just move the film ahead for you.
The only thing we haven't had is the two of us.
Now, you have to look through this little viewer and push that button, all right? And I'll take a picture. Okay, Bets, here we go.
Ready?
Let me see. Get all set here. We hold your hand, dear.
Mr. and Mrs. McFeely together.
There we go.
Let's go inside. There are a lot more pictures that we took with this very camera. On the same day as that picnic that we told you about.
Oh, good. I'd like to see that.
This camera still works, too.
Well, it's an old camera, but it's fine that it's still working.
Okay. Lots of pictures, moving and still.
Put that right there.
Here's our picture album. Look.
Helps you remember, doesn't it?
Oh, boy, it certainly does.
Who's that?
That's our daughter Judy when she was a little girl.
Oh, and Mr. McFeely.
When I was a young man. Right.
Swinging at the picnic. There we are when we were a little younger.
It's a beautiful picture of you two.
There's Judy and our friend Jackie.
Yeah.
You'll see him. All different kinds of pictures of that same day.
These taken on the day that you had that picnic.
Mm-hmm. Remember the way we felt that day.
There's a friend of mine in his new car he just bought.
There's our friend Jim and his son Jackie in their boat.
Is that a pond that they're on there?
Mm-hmm. Picnic pond.
Hmm. Who is that man with you and Judy?
Oh, you know him. He's my father.
Oh, Mr. Natus.
David looking serious.
Yes. These are great pictures.
There's Betsy with some flowers she picked that day.
I picked flowers that day.
Just field flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful picture.
And Jackie, he didn't like having his picture taken.
He was busy playing baseball that day.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Judy. Jim with his tennis racket.
Good friends.
And here we are at the picnic table, this picture.
I bet you had lots of good things to eat.
We certainly did.
Let me just show you one picture back here. This picture, you'll see in our film exactly when that picture was taken at the end. Watch for it, okay?
All right. Yeah.
Well, here we are in the McFeely projection room again. The film's right up here on the projector. Could you get the lights for me? I'll show you the film.
I love this film, David.
We all set?
Yes.
This is the McFeelys on a picnic. Here we go.
Thank you.
Well,
what a happy day that looked like.
It was a happy day.
Oh, could you get the lights for us?
Of course.
Certainly was. Fond memories, Betts.
I remember it well.
And to think that that little daughter of yours grew up to have three daughters of her own.
That's right. And I think even little Jackie has a son.
Oh, does he?
Mm-hmm.
So he's a father.
Yes, he is.
She was a little boy, and he grew up to be a father. Judy was a little girl, and she grew up to be a mother. Mm-hmm. Thank you for showing me those pictures.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you for being my good friends.
Oh, thank you for coming by.
Have a good day.
Good day,
Mr.
You.
Rogers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I would think that Chrissy and Terry and Becky would really like seeing their mother in that movie. You know, their mother in the movie was that little girl who went on the swing and had the ride in the boat. Do you sometimes wonder how things were when your mom and dad were little? It's a very natural thing to wonder about. I hope they can tell you about those times. Let's have some make-believe here. I'll just use these three. Yesterday, King Friday asked Mr. McFeely to find a rainbow and bring it back to the castle. So why don't we make-believe more about that today? You ready for some make-believe? The neighborhood of make-believe.
Yes.
You mean Uncle Friday sent Mr. McFeely off to find a rainbow?
That's right, my dear. Tuesday said he had never seen a rainbow, so Friday ordered Mr. McFeely to bring one.
Sure doesn't look like rain. I wonder where he'll find one.
I don't rightly know that. But Mr. McFeely said his first stop would be Westwood.
Westwood? Mm. Maybe the frogs can help him.
Well, I hope so. When I was a girl there, we used to have rainbows quite often.
Do you think about Westwood quite often, Aunt Sarah?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I have wonderful memories of my home there, dear, and all my friends. It was so good visiting them recently.
Childhood neighborhoods are important places to visit.
Oh, I should say. Here comes Friday.
Queen Sarah, Lady Evelyn, I presume.
Correct, of course, my dear.
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
Well, where is it?
You mean where is the rainbow, Uncle Friday?
That's right, the rainbow. I don't see one here.
Oh, but Friday, Mr. McFeely left to find one only yesterday. You must be patient, dear.
Yes, I suppose it does take time to find a rainbow. We should be hearing from him any minute now on MGR TV.
Say that again, sweetie.
Oh, why, what do you mean, fair child?
My call letters. Say them again.
MGR TV.
Oh, another faithful viewer.
Well, I do like most of the programs on your channel, Fairchild.
Of course you do. And that's why I'm here. I want that bird of yours, Friday.
Troglodytes Aiden.
Yeah, that's the one.
What do you want him for?
My newest program. It's called Feathered Friends.
Feathered Friends? What's that all about?
Well, it's one of those shows for bird watchers. I'm rounding up all my bird friends for the first show.
Well, I'm sure Troglodytes Aiden would love to be on television, Fairchild.
I knew you'd go along with me on this, Friday.
That's exactly what I plan to do, Fairchild. Go along with you to the television studio.
Oh, you mean if I want the bird, I have to take the owner, too?
Naturally. Who else will we appear with?
Well, X is handling the rest of the talent. I'm going to the studio right now. And Lady Aberlin, I'll need you to run camera. Oh, sure. See you all at the studio. We're on the air in 2.5.
We'll be there. I'm going to go get Trog ready, and I'll wear my colorful robe and crown cover.
Oh, nice.
See you there later,
all
then.
All right, Uncle Friday.
Farewell, Friday.
Farewell.
Well, I'll go see if I can help him.
And I'll go see if I can help X.
Well, I'm sure you could be very helpful to him, my dear. You've had so much experience in these television matters. Bye, my dear.
Bye-bye. Well, I do like to think of myself as a professional. X the owl. X. O-W-L.
Oh, hi there, Lady Aberlin.
Hi there, X.
Can't talk long with you right now. I'm helping Lady Lane with her Feathered Friends program.
I know. I just saw her over the castle. Do you know Uncle Friday and Trog are going to be in it?
Oh, good. I'll be there. What do you think of these friends of mine for the show?
Oh.
There are pictures of them.
There's Cousin Mary Owl.
It sure is.
And who else have you got?
She ought to be great. That one is Gull,
oh,
you know.
Gull.
Says I'm... you know.
Oh, right.
Let's
see, and oh, and there's Trog.
Yes. King Friday's supposed to bring him.
They are fine feathered friends.
Yeah, and they're going to meet us at the studio. So I guess we better be going.
Okay. Here
All
are
right.
the pictures.
Bird watchers, here we come.
Here we come.
See you there.
Bye.
Now, you all understand about the program. Just keep it bright and breezy, and remember to smile at the camera when the red light goes on. Now, where is Aberlin and X?
Here we are, Lady Lane.
Oh, good.
Hi.
Good, Hi, everybody.
Get on your cameras, Toots. She's going to run camera for us, and we're all set to go.
We're ready.
You give us a cue.
Go.
Good. Yes, friends, MGR-TV is proud to present its new program, Feathered Friends. Today's topic for discussion is nests and how to build them. I would like to introduce my guests. First, Troglodytes I Eaten. Trog, take a bow. Very nice. Good. You all know Friday.
Well, naturally, everyone knows me.
Thank you, King and friend. Now, over there to his right, we have Gull. Would you care to say a few words, Gull?
You know.
Yeah, fine.
You know.
Well, thank you, Gull. Now, a feathered friend always welcome in this neighborhood is Cousin Mary Owl. Mm-hmm. Cousin of X the Owl.
I get all fluttery when I'm on TV, X.
Oh, I feel like flying around myself, but I guess we better stay still right here, yeah.
Owls, I thank you a lot. Now, since a lot of our viewers are interested in birds' nests, I thought each of you could talk a while about that. Troglodytes I Eaten, what kind of a nest do you have? Friday, you'll have to answer for him.
Oh, yes, of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, King Friday will answer that.
Troglodytes I Eaten is my pet. I am a king. A king lives in a castle. Therefore, Troglodytes I Eaten lives in a castle. He does not have a nest.
Well, I guess that answers that. What about you, Gull? What is your nest like?
You know.
Yes, I know. Well, what about you, owls? What kind of
Lady
nest
Lane.
Do you have?
Oh, Lady Lane.
Yes,
it's Mr. McFeely. He's talking to us from Westwood, and he's ready to broadcast.
Oh, really? McFeely, just in time. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this somewhat fascinating program to bring you a special on-the-spot report from Mr. McFeely. Take it away, McFeely.
Good day and speedy delivery to you. This is David McFeely on the road right here in Westwood for MGR Television. And I've talked to the Frog families and some of their friends, but no one around these parts has seen a rainbow for quite some time. But my journey is not quite over yet. No, siree. Tomorrow I head for the land of all mine to search for a rainbow right in the land of all mine. If I find one there, I'll send it on back to you. That's what you'll get. That's what you'll get. A rainbow, rainbow, rainbow. A rainbow, 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 rainbow. Well, that's it right here from Westwood for MGR Television. Don't forget MGR Television right here on the road in Westwood. David McFeely signing off. Speedy delivery to you.
Okay, Aberlin, back to your camera. Well, what'd you think of that report? Well, there you have it, friends. The first report from Mr. McFeely on Name Your Quest. It's coverage like this that makes MGR TV so great.
I wonder if McFeely will ever find that rainbow.
If he does, we'll be the first to know it. So, until next time, this is Lady Lane Fairchild saying, if you like feathers, you'll love birds.
Lady Lane and her television station. Now let's put these back. Birds' nests are really very interesting things, aren't they? Maybe we could find some birds' nests in that book of birds. First, we'll feed the fish. See, fish could never live in birds' nests. They have to live in the water. Because they're fish. And birds could never live in the water. Because they're birds. Do you ever have a chance to see birds' nests in trees? Or even on windowsills? Let's take a look at some birds' nests here. There's some birds in a nest. They make their nests out of different things. The babies down there. You know why birds build nests, don't you? So that they'll have a place for the mother bird to lay her eggs. That's what some eggs look like, some birds' eggs. And after she's laid them, she sits on the nest to keep the eggs warm. And when the babies who are growing inside those eggs get big enough to come out. You know, they peck their way through the shell of the egg with their little beaks. They go like that. Of course, they stay for a while right in the nest, and the mother and father birds take care of them until they're big enough to fly. So, a baby bird's nest is really its first home. We have to respect that, too. It's time for me to go. Will you sing the good feeling song with me? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day for me. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye. Thank you.
gave the money to make this television visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson.
Thank you.